We got like what, maybe 30 minutes to talk about Battle Royale High School. Oh, I was,
okay. Oh yeah.
Well, who cares if we go over time? I don't care. All right.
Yeah. Let's actually get the intro.
Let's get the intro in. Okay.
This is probably like take six or something.
Take six. That's fine. Let's take it.
It's at least number three, because Josh and I tried doing it after you left, but it didn't work so well.
Well, then I tried it about midway, and then CJ's like, oh, it's that asshole death there.
I know,
so,
right?
So I think CJ is gone for good. Yeah. We shouldn't even...
All in favor, aye.
Aye. All right, so then the Dragon Balls exploded, and the wish for resurrecting CJ was null and void.
Yes.
So, yep. Okay. All right, I'm going to try... I guess I'll just say cut here, and then I'll just I have to take this part of what we're going to say as the real podcast, or really episode, and then use whatever we just recorded.
Right.
And CG's okay. I am at me, and I'm not going to pay attention to this. It just says 111. All right.
He's angry that I got Steve to hate him. I'm not even sure why that bothers.
Yeah, I don't even know. Yeah. You know,
it's like he barely even knew you before all of this.
Yeah,
he's trying to call me.
He's slightly creepy. I'm serious, guys. He's that effeminate type that just is this ever so slightly mentally unbalanced. Which, if you actually looked at Josh Powell, you could picture CG within his face. There you go.
All right, well,
minus
just
the axe, of course.
I just blocked CG on my contact list for now, so... Okay, 3, 2, 1. Hey, guys, welcome to this episode of the Cool Kids Club podcast, where it is I, a Zionic Freak, and we have John Jones.
Hey.
We have Steve.
Hey.
And we got Vemon Josh.
Oh, hi. Sorry, I said hi a bit early.
Josh, you rock.
And unfortunately, we were in a position to resurrect CG, but then there's a lot of drama to it, and so then the Dragon Balls just exploded, and his back was null and void. Which I don't know why we wanted to wish him back at this time, but that's for a later story. But today we're going to talk about some Battle Royale High School.
Yes, Battle Royale. Otherwise known as Tekken the Wonder Years.
He is spamming me with these call invites.
His ghost is spamming us. His ghost. Remember that. I went ahead and blocked him. So.
They have internet in other world. He's doing this from the home for infinite losers.
You know, just the cookie I'm on and we'll all be done. But I actually liked the storyline. It was a bit silly in some retrospects. You know, the whole double identity, you know, the whole possession and everything, and him being king, you know, king before Tekken was just, yeah, that was out there. It was fun. It was hilarious.
I was going to say, I try to find, like, after I watched this, I actually had to research a king. I was trying to find a cheetah or a lion mask that looked just like this guy's character in this anime, or the one I can use from Tekken, and like... There's not a lot of good mask that you can just wear on your face that look that badass.
You can. You just have to find them at the professional costume shops.
I tried internets and that failed.
I'll bet you can find one.
I'm sure I could. At some, like, reeky-deeky, like, haunted costume shop where you have, like, some fortune teller in the back who's like, this comes with an omen that summons this such and such. They get you laid all the time. And I'm like,
evil pixies from Dimension X.
Alright. I have to say, like, I got this... I tried to get this converted from OGM to, you know, for MPEG or whatever to get on my PS3, but I wound up buying it on VHS and it was like $4 with shipping. And I gotta say, this is like probably the best purchase I've made in quite a long time.
Well, I don't know. The DVD had some really cool extras from what I understand.
The DVD was a bit too expensive for me. That's why I'm a cheapo.
No, true.
So.
True. No, I understand that and everything. But they did have a very cool art gallery that's involved with it. From what I understand, there's an interview with some of the cast and producers and stuff. So, you know, if you're going to go ahead and buy this, definitely go ahead, spend the extra money for the DVD version. Okay, but if you need to, if you're on a budget, the VHS works as well.
Yeah, there's plenty of good deals on VHS tapes as long as you have a VHS player, but you can get a good deal of those at like pawn shops.
And even on Craigslist.
Craigslist too.
Indeed.
So yeah, like I think we're mentioning like this had a bunch of naked chicks in it. Because really, like, yeah, we have the pixie. We have the pixie lady, and then you got the girl who's in love with the what?
Remember? Don't forget that cat that he was chasing after, and he what was it? He used the nail, just nailed it right in the
forehead. Yeah, no, like but the cat was really it was like a white winged cat that apparently is weak to aerodynamic frisbee iron. Sewer grates. Like you can just pick
It was the weakness.
Iron sewer. Yeah, and then, because apparently, like, one of the characters, like, just picks up an iron grate like it's, you know, 4 pounds.
It's the demon hunter.
Yeah, and then he just slings it at the cat, and then, like, it flies right back to him like a boomerang. He's like, and he puts it back on the, puts the sewer grate back on the ground.
Honestly, sorry, go ahead.
But then, like, he uses a nail for it. Mm-hmm. And like he jabs like a 3/4-inch nail into the cat, and then it's able to evolve like it's an evolution stone for rusty nails that evolves into like a big blue cat dinosaur look thing here or something.
But you know,
it was actually a pixie inside.
Do you know what the whole premise is about it?
There was a premise.
Yeah, the pixies are allergic to iron. That's their weakness. That's
really?
Why, dude. That's why I expected half expected the guy to go here, kitty. Hey, let's play frisbee and play fetch. And then when he went ahead and he used that particular nail, nailing that cat in the forehead, and then actually revealing the cat's true nature by being
possessed. Which was just a bigger blue cat. Yeah.
Yeah. And then forcing the pixie out after going ahead and destroying the host.
Well, I mean, even before it became... No, before it was a cat, it was the karate teacher at the high school that our main character, King, took out. And eventually it turned into this big, like, blob-like creature with, like, two deformed eyes and, like, big teeth. And then he cuts like the dude stabs a sword through him and it explodes and then it turns into like a cat. This anime is completely entertaining to watch.
It is. It is. It's very reminiscent of pre Eroski Doji, or otherwise known as Legend of the Overfiend.
Yeah, it's an anime. I have to say that it's really good at one upping itself at
it's
every
point. Chojin. I mean, honestly, that's probably the best way to go ahead and give it a term like that. You know, it's pre-Chojin.
All right. Well, anyways, we'll get this started. But the series starts out with a bunch of kids watching a karate match, and we get to see our main character dressed up as King, with like, you know, with his shirt off, and he's all buff and everything, and he's fighting the. No, his reason for fighting the karate master at this high school was the fact for him to get himself out of being in the karate school. Because he's like, no, I want to move on. So instead of just putting in his 2 weeks, it's like putting in your 2 weeks notice, but also decking your boss in the face to see that you're better than him. Which, God, I wish I could do that. I think all of us do. But so anyways, he defeats his karate master, and at the same time, you got these two high school girls are like, oh, man, I really want to go out with him, but he's got that other girl that's on his arm, and like the other girl's just a friend or something. And then all she does is whine about how like the karate teacher lost his job or he resigned because of him. And I don't know, but
she's all like, you caused the teacher to go ahead and quit his job.
That character is really annoying because she does that for like half the show.
She's pretty much like CG in a sense, in a fuku. Exactly. It's CG in the fuku.
Okay. So no, but then after the fight, like, he runs off, and then if we get to the scene where they're at a weird temple, and then there's this guy with, like, a dinosaur head who's, like, king or something, and I've kind of forgotten what happens, but his whole purpose is to go to the, this is where the plot doesn't make any sense, or I just stop caring completely, but they both have to go to this world. It's like this dude in the dinosaur helmet versus the pixies, and so they're pretty much possessing people in that fight. And they chose, the pixie people. The pixie girl sort of seduces the swordsman guy. And he's just like, no, I must resist your, pixie hand job. And she's like, oh, you can't resist it. And then they morph together or something. But
it's like a ballpark Frank, it kind of like plumps when you stroke it. Boom, 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 ballpark Franks. yes.
Let's see. Well, let me see what we got here. Yeah, so, like, the pixie people decide to choose the swordsman, and then, the demon hunter, that was it. And then you got the kid, because I don't know these names, and I don't care to look
them up. The thing is, the demon hunter is actually part of this orbital agency that's in orbit around the Earth.
You're talking about the space police? No. Their actual name is, oh gosh, I just had it written down. No, it's the Zenkin Space Time Continuum Enforcer, I think is what this guy's title is.
Yes.
And he transforms into freaking Mega Man.
Exactly, yes. Except the armor's cooler.
I thought he looked like a Power Ranger. I mean, that's even worse than Mega Man.
Well, no, like apparently he goes to, oh gosh, we're jumping around, and honestly, it doesn't really matter. You have to see this regardless, but yeah, like he shows up because, like, okay, no, okay, here's what happens: like the pixie, the girl that likes King, she's in a room, and like the pixie comes over because she made a wish or something about she wants to like bang this guy, and so the pixie comes in the room and like it sort of disappears inside the girl's teddy bear, and then the teddy bear grows like 20 feet, and then so apparently the teddy bear is going to be like trying to like teddy bear rape the girl that's like the really annoying girl. And then the space police dude shows up out of nowhere because he's like checking out Earth or something, because the entire time he sits hunting. On top of a water tower.
Yeah.
He's hunting.
He's on patrol trying to find these pixie entities.
Well, his reason for being... like the only place he goes in patrol at is like the highest point, like the highest school or something. He's on top of a water tower the entire time, and he's always like half asleep, or he's just like getting a nice tan. He's like, yeah, I'm totally surveying the area for the space force or whatever.
I'm really Midnight Eye Goku.
You know, this anime was directed by Ichiro Itano, he did Angel Cop, and also the guy who did character design for Angel Cop did the character designs for this anime.
Now, you have to admit, Angel... you look at this...
Angel Cop makes more sense than this. Now, we already covered that.
Yes. Yes, I will agree with you on that.
I was going to say, the anime of Angel Cop was minus the anti-Semitism message in it.
Yes.
But go ahead.
No. You had it spot on. Go ahead.
All right. Well, I didn't know if you had any more thing to add to Angel Cop.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm just looking at these notes, and I can't even remember really what half of this stuff is. Let's see. We got the captain taking out the gang. There's people in space. So, like, so anyways, any people get possessed. It's like in high school, this is like towards the beginning or whatever. And like the kid is talking about how, like, you know, he's going to be the best karate master in the entire world. And everyone just starts giving him their lunches. Like, dude, you're so much better than me. Here, have my lunch. And he's got this whole pile of food on his desk and he's like drinking out of a carton of milk and everything. He's like, yeah, I'm just such the best karate master ever. And then like when the Dino Head guy shows up, like, a time freezes, and of course, the first thing the main character does is that the annoying girl, he starts groping her boobs. He's just like, huh, time froze, and he starts poking at it, and he's like, oh yeah, cop a quick feel on that. And then he goes to this other classroom, and then like the chalkboard is a monster, and so is the desk, and he has to, like, he puts on his karate mask, or I think beforehand, and starts fighting them.
Well, don't forget, also, his counterpart from Dimension X is the one that's actually summoning them, so he can go ahead and assess this guy's, you know, what level this guy is at as far as strength is concerned, and training.
Yeah, they have power levels in this, like kind of like mini chlorine count.
or Dragon Ball Z.
Because you have the Space Patrol guy. Yeah, like the Space Patrol guy is like looking at the swordsman like early on. It's just like he's got a higher power level, and I've never seen that before.
It's over 9,000.
What? There's no way that can be true.
It is.
Vegeta! What does the scanner tell you?
Hey, Dudin! Okay. Almost died.
Meanwhile, back to the ranch. And yeah, eating more Cheetos, dude. Do you know how hard those things to pass through your nostrils?
What? Cheetos? Wait, was Cheetos in this anime?
No, but going ahead and laughing so hard that you actually go ahead and choke on a Cheeto and shoot it through your nose is a pretty good trick.
I never thought to try that like that.
Mm-hmm. But meanwhile...
Okay, so I'm just kind of looking over these notes. Okay, like there was one part, like when the bear shows up, like they start making bear puns in the dub. Like, this is unbearably weird. That was always a good one.
Pedo Safety Bear says.
Be a bear of trouble instead of aware, because it's funny, it's not. Gosh, there's so much stuff in this. Let's see. There was something else I saw.
Does somebody need a hug?
Okay, I found one. Like, there was the part, like, once the people get possessed, like, the swordsman starts, I think it was, no, the space police dude starts tracking after the kid after he's been possessed or whatever.
Well, and,
they mean it. Okay.
Right, exactly, yes. No, you were coming to that part that I was about to go ahead and interject on there.
Yeah, because they go to the park, and then the swordsman's explaining, like, whatever, because that was another part of just, like, this. I can't comprehend what they're saying, unless you actually
King's
pick it up
explaining,
on it.
King is explaining to the demon hunter why he's there, and the demon hunter actually goes ahead and reveals his duty in relation to what King is, why King is there. It's the whole, hey, I'm here to do this. And, oh, well, hey, you know, I'm here to do this as well. So, you know, we'll probably fight each other at some point. But, hey, good luck with your fight. You know, it's the recognizing of, you know, hey, we mutually respect each other's stance as warrior.
I think I kind of remember that part. But, no, but they get to the part where, like, the space police guy shows up at the school. And, like, anyways, the kid is about to kick the rock, but he winds up kicking, like, the Hertz car there. And then it flips towards the space guy, but then, like, the space guy, he did something else ridiculous to the car. I can't remember if he cut it in half or something.
He did.
He did? Okay. Because it was just, like, I guess it might have been, like, the principal's car or something. He's about to kick it, and then all of a sudden his foot just, like, kind of goes, like, kabam! And the car just does, like, a bunch of flips. And I was like, what?
No, all the kid was like, kick it.
Yeah, no, the kid was like, oh no, I was trying to aim for that rock. Honestly, like, how are you going to tell the police that? It's like, yeah, that I was trying to hit that rock, and then that car just came out of nowhere, and I just happened to kick it by accident. It's, I'm so sorry, but you know, that's not my fault.
No, totally not your fault.
Yeah. I think, no, okay, what really got me, all right, I'll go ahead and explain my favorite part. What really got me about this anime was, because they have this on YouTube, too. It's a scene where the main guy is, like, he finally meets up with a girl that the girl actually is, like, you know, crazy about him, but she's been possessed by that time. And then she, you know, So anyways, he feels like he's going to get lucky or she's going to score with him. And then she transforms into a giant Venus flytrap and eats his body up. But then we realize it's like a clone or like a some sort of decoy.
Nom.
Yeah, like it is so random. It's like if you want to get kids like to not screw each other, like if you want to promote safe sex, just show that clip.
This would definitely be a safe sex film. Yes.
Yeah, screw that whole teen mom crap. Like, teen mom can only work so far, or, you know, for so long. You have to go into, like, weird territory that you fair men that all women are Venus flytraps.
Exactly.
Like, down inside. Well, I mean, kind of, you know, it's kind of that joke of, yeah, ain't that right, fellas?
Cause that's kinda, right. This is, yeah. All women will gobble your knobs if you let them.
I didn't even get, like, what was it that she was eating? It wasn't him, but it looked like him.
It was a doppelganger is what it was. You know, like shadow jutsu from Naruto.
He can just make those?
Yeah.
So he goes to, like, rescue the girl and everything. And, he finally rescues her after defeating the monster. And his first comment is, man, nice tits. It's like, that girl's got some nice tits. I tell you what.
Yeah.
See, in my mind,
takes her back to the nurse's room.
Yeah. See, and the thing about it was, you know, that's just, you know, it's such an 80s thing to say. I mean, of course, you know, the proper response would have been like, wow, what a rack.
I wonder what he said in the Japanese version.
I don't know.
All right.
It's kind of. That line kind of reminds me of Showdown in Little Tokyo when Brandon Lee and Dolph Lundgren are about to face off against the Yakuza, and Brandon Lee's only manly response to Dolph Lundgren is, hey, you have a huge dick, and Dolph Lundgren's reply is, yeah, thanks. Like, that's an actual line in that movie, and that movie is so terrible, and yet I own it. You guys,
I thought that was Kurt Russell.
No, that's Dolph Lundgren in Showdown in Little Tokyo. You're thinking of Big Trouble in Little China, probably.
Oh, yeah, you're right. My bad. Yeah.
Yeah, that's... You're
right. I apologize.
That's such a bad
movie. It's that whole CG thing, man. It just got me so upset. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, I figured we would have had a few minutes to cool
down. No, I'm totally messing with you.
CG's back in the Negaverse or Netaverse or whatever. So
Dimension X with all the naughty pixies.
He blocked me. Finally.
I blocked him, actually, because he kept spamming me, and I'm just like, I'm not putting up with this, especially when we're recording.
Yeah.
But
he tried to start like
30. But overall, minutes. I mean, honestly, on a scale of 1 to 5, guys, what do we give Battle Royale High School?
2501. It's awesome. How about that?
I'll give it a 4.5 for its campiness, its total hilarity as far as action goes, and especially the English dubbing. Got to go ahead and give it thumbs up on that one.
Yeah, it's not dubbed by Coastal Carolina. It was by some other company that actually did do the dubbing for Bubblegum Crisis also, which I thought Bubblegum Crisis was by Coastal Carolina, but Anime News Network tells me something different.
What's the other company?
It starts with an S. I guess I can just pull it up real quick. But I was going to mention another, like, some of this other stuff is ridiculous too about this anime. Like, they have a kung fu fight in the dojo between the guy, the main character, and the swordsman. And, like, it's done with, like, this 80 synth music. It's like on like a low budget Vince DiCola levels and everything.
Yeah, it's pretty wow.
There was also like the part where they fight inside the school, and like apparently the sword dude kicks the main character up the stairs, but then the stairs start exploding. It's like a chain reaction. It's like if Michael Bay had a direct an anime, this might have been it. I'm pretty sure this could have been it because there's
in just his very early in years.
Yeah, no, there's even trees that explode in this. Trees.
Trees.
For no, yeah, there was exploding trees in this.
It's called Southwind Studios.
What was it?
Southwind Studios. They also did Riding Bean.
Really? Okay. They did Bean?
Yeah.
Bean was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I always thought South Park Studios. But I'm bumped.
If it was done by South Park Studios, it would just be the creators of South Park doing all the voices like they do in South Park anyways.
Yes.
Bean would just be Trey Parker. Give me my money. Percy will never get me.
Give me my money now.
Oh. But, gosh, what else was that? There was a part in this where, like, the karate schoolgirl, like, there's one point where apparently, like, she's talking to the guy, and then, like, apparently at some point he ditches her and she's still talking, and the principal's like, where's that guy that's always around you? And who knows how long she's been, like, walking and talking at the same time. And she's basically talking about how forgetful she is and how she doesn't notice things. And I kind of found that funny. But then there's also the part where, like, there's a bunch of guys that are about to rape her in the school. And, like, she gets a cabinet. She runs into a cabinet. But then she just, like, Hulk burst out of it from, like, the behind it or whatever. It's like, okay, the cabinet, she's probably knocked out. But then she just, like, uppercuts it and, like, shreds it like she's the freaking Hulk. You're like, oh, my God.
She-Hulk.
Yeah. Oh. There's way more to this than what we're talking about, too. But I think we give you a good enough reason to go ahead and watch this anime. And it's hopefully this is something that Discotech might pick up one day.
Maybe. But,
and this is also not related to the Battle Royale movie or the novels or the manga.
Which no, those, they're definitely not.
Which I actually enjoyed that movie.
They were actually really good, but definitely not related.
For some reason, they spell it... without the E, Battle Royale.
Yeah, the movie and the novel has the E at the end, and this one doesn't.
Right.
Because I remember back like in high school, I was hanging out with some friends, and I was just like, "Yeah, I saw this really awesome movie called Battle Royale." And one of my friends was like, "You mean Battle Royale High School?" And I'm like, "What's that?" I think at that time I might have heard of it, or maybe that's when I first heard of the anime. And I was just like, "Nah, I don't know what you mean, Ben." He's just like, oh, okay. Because he was just like, Battle Royale High School was pretty crazy. I'm like, I haven't seen it. And then I know what it's like. Oh, but...
And you're so much better for it as well.
For watching this?
Exactly.
I would say so, too. This is actually based off a manga series in the 80s. I can't imagine how crazy the manga is or how less crazy it is.
I don't know. I don't know. We may have to actually go in search of the manga.
Yeah. I just wonder if the manga is like anti-Semitic too. It seems like because if it is, then we can definitely state for sure that Ichiro Itano is definitely an anti-Semitic.
Indeed.
I think we already know that from Angel Clap.
Yeah, I think I can't remember if if Viku ever stated that Ichiro Itano is anti-Semitic. He might have stated that at one time. I'm not sure if had that recorded or not.
Yeah, that was on the end of some random episode. He didn't make it to our Angel Cop episodes.
I think there was one episode we remember we were talking about Angel Cop like five episodes before we finally got around to it.
Yeah, that was...
So this was like back in the summer.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
Because I was just like, oh man, Angel Cop, screw it, we're going to talk about Angel Cop for like 20 minutes, and we did.
Yeah.
And that led us to talk about Angel Cop like four or five episodes later.
This was on like a Gundam episode or something, I think. Or Evangelion, maybe.
I think it might have came after, our E3 review or something.
Anyway,
That was a long time ago, but yeah, I was one of the, I just got done watching a bunch before I got on here. I got my brother and I picked up a couple movies. I picked up Drive and Real Steel. Actually, we kind of stopped about 2/3 of the way through because my brother got annoyed at how annoying the kid was in that movie.
Are you kidding me? And that there was Eminem music. Dude, that was an awesome movie. The storyline was actually quite well. I loved the internet.
I didn't have a problem with the storyline, but we kind of already know that the robot's going to win anyways.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a little predictable, but it was the subplot between the father getting back in touch with the son,
It's just, because the middle of the whole movie is just nothing but, like, a montage scene, which... See, like, me and my brother could not get into it because we just saw Drive, and Drive is, like, anything but that. It doesn't end on a high note or anything, and honestly, Drive is, like, a really great movie. Like, Drive, because I've been interested in seeing Drive for a couple weeks, because I thought for sure, just looking at it, it's like a live-action Riding Bean, or, like, another retake of, like,
right.
Steve McQueen's Bullet or something. But it's nothing like that, but it's just, like, as good.
Or it's even, I don't know. I like the comical aspects. I mean, it's sort of like, in like 30 minutes or less.
We saw 30 minutes or less at the Red Box, but we decided to skip on that now.
Actually, I have it downstairs. The wife's watching the rest, watching the last 25 minutes of it. So,
like, regarding those kind of comedies, like, I just saw Hot Tub Time Machine like a couple weeks ago, and I actually didn't like that movie. It's stupid, but I enjoyed it because looking forward to.
Yeah, there are those movies that are just so dumb that you can't help but laugh. And it's like, okay, yeah, it was worth the dollar just to go ahead and get a good laugh.
Yeah, like you got like Zack and Miri Make a Porno. Like, I guess I kind of want to see that.
That's actually pretty funny. I recommend it.
Okay, like there's other James Franco movies I wanted to see. Like there was Pineapple Express, which I heard was funny.
Yep. And what was it? Your Highness?
The movie?
Yeah.
I haven't heard of that. I can't remember. We saw all the stuff at the Red Box rental that we were. I was kind of like, oh, I have to check that out sometime. But like for me, I'm just kind of waiting for that to go on Netflix. I really wanted to see Drive more than anything, and I'm like really surprised at how that movie ended because my brother and I did not even expect that.
Well, let's see here,
and it's a killer soundtrack.
Yeah. Now for gaming, who's a MechWarrior fan here? Who's played MechWarrior before? Anybody?
I played MechWarrior 2. The last time I know I touched a MechWarrior game might have been MechWarrior 2 on like my Windows 98 gateway computer back in like 19, maybe it was like 2000 or something.
What about the rest of you guys?
Never played it. Sorry.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go ahead. For this week, my game choice will be MechWarrior Online. It's free to play. Okay, it's a premium MMO, but it is free to play. I've just gotten into it myself. You can find them at MWOMERS. That's MERS.com. Free registration. Their forums are pretty nice. The guys are pretty cool over there.
Okay.
And honestly, it actually goes ahead. They've actually Piranha Studios has actually breathed new life into the whole MechWarrior genre again. And I'm actually pretty excited to go ahead and get into a Mad Cat and start, or Juggernaut, and just start running around, rampant again.
Well, I remember like the last known MechWarrior game that was supposed to come out a few years ago was supposed to be like a prequel to the series, and it looked really fantastic. But apparently, like a couple days later, there was a cease and desist letter from Harmony Gold about that video or whatever. Like, I don't know if the game is still on hiatus or it's been canceled indefinitely, which is kind of sad. Because when I first saw this video, I was just like, that game looks amazing once it's made. But then Harmony Gold and their usual legal BS had to step in.
You know what? I think that is something to investigate, and I think we should go ahead and research it and post it to our Facebook group. I think that should be done. Yes, why not?
I mean, it's kind of old news. I mean,
I think there's a Wikipedia page. But we could go ahead, but it's something that's related to MechWarrior.
Okay.
And we can go ahead, we can actually link it, link up over at the Cool Kids Club Facebook group. Post it up on the page and, let people be able to go ahead and check it out as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Totally do that.
What else we got?
I guess as for games, there's a bunch of demos I'm downloading on my PS3. I can't think of what those are right now.
Star Trek Online, freeware.
Star Trek Online is freeware now?
Yeah. Big announcement about 2-3 weeks ago.
That game came out like last year, I think, didn't it?
If we're worried about time, we've got an hour and 2 minutes if we include the CG stuff. So, that's not a problem.
Okay.
All right.
Do we have anything more to talk about?
I've actually got it downloaded. I haven't played it as of yet. But, from what I've seen from the media clips, looks to be pretty good. I'll go ahead and actually check it out and get with you guys on that later on.
All right.
Same goes with the MechWarrior Online.
I just know that there's another game I was playing like last semester before school started. And that was Rusty Hearts, and I had some fun with that. It was the beta version, but I think the full version has come out now.
Oh yeah,
and apparently that's something Fast Karate is like flipping out over.
It was pretty cool in its beta stage. I liked it. I played it for about just under 3 months during their beta phase.
I played it for about maybe a week or so, and then like school started, and I just completely haven't touched it since. So I don't even know if my beta version will still even work.
Now you'd have to get updated. It would actually force you to update.
I don't know if Rusty Hearts is a paid game to play or is it still free?
It's still free.
Okay. I might have to get back into that again. Like my weekend from school, I have some assignments that I have to do, but it's not going to take me much time to do. So I feel like getting into a game. I'm just not sure what, because it's like all I've been focused on is just nothing but schoolwork the past few weeks.
Well, true enough. But then again, I mean, being in computer arts and everything, that's actually a very grueling industry
and time consuming.
It can be with assignments and everything. Yes.
Yeah, anything artistic is a time-consuming process.
Well, definitely, definitely. I've seen some of your work.
Yeah, I think I actually had to do an acrylic painting this past week or so, and that the amount of time I actually spent on it from start to finish, if I had to round it up, might have been about 12 or 13 hours.
Will this be going up on your DA account?
If I take a picture of it and scan it, I can. It's in my book bag. I just haven't done anything with it. But I have time this weekend to do something.
I definitely think it's something that you would should share up on your DeviantArt account.
Didn't you think? Didn't you think Tony should become an artist?
Hmm?
Who?
Tony Murillo.
I don't know. I've never seen any of his work.
I just remember when he was really depressed, you were saying you should become an artist or something.
No, that was a painter. No, oh my gosh. This was a long time ago when I told him that.
Yeah.
This was years back. But he didn't know where he was going to go in life. And I said, but I meant this as a construction painter. Like those painting crews you see at construction sites who paint walls and everything. And the most insane ones don't wear a mask. They're drunk all the time and they do so many drugs.
Wait, do you want him to paint?
What?
Do you want him to paint murals, or do you want him to just paint solid colors?
Well, I mean, like, I guess, like, to be in the more of a construction industrial type painter is what I meant when I said that comment. I'm surprised I even remember it still, and even if you.
Yeah.
But he was just like, I was just like, yeah, you know, you can probably do construction or something. I mean, like, you can be a painter. Like, you know, those guys have no reason to care about their life. They're always, they're complete alcoholics. They are on so many drugs. Like, I've heard stories about, like, painters that, like, you know, will go into an office space or something. And, like, one guy, these people don't even wear masks. Like, they'll just sit there and inhale paint fumes, and it doesn't even bother them because their brains are so fried. I've gone, like, one, when I worked construction, I went, like, a day without wearing a mask, and I got, like the biggest cold ever. I was, like, I felt like crap and was so sick from that, from inhaling all those, like, chemicals and everything. So, I don't know if I got, like, any kind of, like, asbestos poisoning in my body, but...
From the paint or something?
Who knows? No, it was, like, from debris and dust and, like, all the... Because, like, even in construction materials, there's some forms of asbestos. Mm-hmm. So, like, usually when you dust, you don't want to bring those stuff into your lungs because it can definitely damage you. You definitely
wear a respirator, yes.
I thought that was illegal.
Yeah.
Back then, it wasn't.
Must have been a
lot. But now you can wear this, like, you can wear this white dust mask. They're, like, you know, a pack of them are, like, maybe $2 or $3. And they come in, like, a pack of 10, maybe. But those actually were pretty good. I think I took mine off because it was just like, you know, 95 degrees in July and it was so freaking hot.
Oh.
And I just like, because I felt like my whole mask was like completely damp from all the sweat that I had in there and like condensation and everything, and it pissed me off. And then I realized I put the mask back on because like I got sick so over a weekend. So I was like, no, nah, I'm not doing that again.
Yeah. Well, I think it's time for a close.
Yeah.
This has been a good show. I think it's definitely been a good show, if not just a little dramatic.
Yeah, this is. I mean, this feels short for us, but I think we're gonna have to definitely add in the drama with that because that is just too funny not to listen to.
Yep.
But it just feels like a short episode. But I think we covered pretty much most of our grounds, and yeah, definitely check out Battle Royale. I guess those are my final thoughts. So you didn't ask me that.
Okay. On a rating of 4 of 1 to 5, I'm giving it a 4.5.
Josh, closing remarks?
I'd say it was certainly the most probably unique OVA we've seen so far. And
I have to give it that,
And, you know, stay tuned for some drama.
Yeah, that's true. Keep listening after the music, because you're going to be in for a treat. That's all I have to say. Ron Paul.
Definitely. Oh, really? Yeah. Yes, so stay tuned after our musical interlude when you'll hear CG say, and we'll
fuck
leave it at
you,
that.
Fuck you, guys!
I'm going back to the universe!
Next time, Gadget. Next time.
Here, where is here?
Here?
I don't know where that is.
Here?
And where is that?
Here.
All right.
I'm here.
Okay.
Here. Don't you know I'm here?
You're where? Come again?
I'm here.
Where is here? Be specific.
I'm here.
Where?
Here.
Where?
Here.
Where?
Here.
Where?
Here.
Where?
This is recording, by
here.
The way.
Wait, what?
This is recording.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Damn it. I didn't think you were going to start the podcast already. Oh, well.
But we didn't want to miss any great CG moments.
Yeah, that was definitely a great CG moment.
Yeah, it was original.
Probably sound like an idiot. Do you want to do the introduction?
Welcome to the podcast. Fuck you all. Let's get on with it.
Okay. Not everyone is here yet, but Steve will be joining us later, and maybe Josh will get his microphone working. Josh, are you there? Oh, he's there, but...
It's very mumbled, and it sounds like he's angry or something.
Yeah, I hear him, like, yelling at the mic. I think he might be smashing some beer cans, too.
Can stop wave.
You know, engineer. You could just pause the recording and wait till he's actually all set up, or do you just want to keep this going?
No. We can keep it going. So, I'm John Jones. With me are Chibi Goku.
Hi.
And Xeonic Freak.
Hey!
And Josh, but I don't think we can hear him very well.
Or he can hear us, rather.
Yeah, and he can't hear us either.
Oh, he says his headphones are broken.
Can you hear us out of, like, your... Does your computer have a built-in speaker like my Macs do? Oh, he can hear us.
But we can't hear him.
Okay.
What?
Look. I heard him.
I heard him.
Josh. Okay. Josh is
Yay!
Here.
Yes.
Steve is not here, but he will be here eventually.
Josh, you know what that means. Gay sex time.
Really?
What?
So, yeah, apparently CG is back with us again after we wished him with the Dragon Balls that we all scrounged and found
Fuck
in about
guys,
2 hours.
I don't want to talk about this.
But Dragon Balls?
What are we talking about? I said we wished you back. Like,
no, you
I don't
didn't.
Know. I don't know what you mean.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, we did. That's what I just said.
No, you didn't. You're fucking
yeah,
leaving
did.
Up this goddamn bullshit. No one cares about this stupid podcast anyways.
What?
That's about to change.
We're listening to tens of thousands of listeners throughout the world.
It ranges from 10 to about 1,000 listeners in the world. It's either or.
Well, there's 2,000 truckers at least. We know that much. It might be 20,000, actually.
I didn't think there were that many truckers out there.
All of them were listening to Toon Radio. All of them.
Cool.
So, Mason is back. I don't know if our listeners are aware that Mason was missing. And so we had to re-air an episode about 2 weeks ago as of this episode's airing. And we're sorry about that, but Mason disappeared.
What happened to him? I saw him on the IRC channel in anime on DVD, but like I was like wondering.
His Twitter was working. Like he tweeted something like a day or so ago, but I'm like, why don't you get on AIM? Because I haven't given you a file yet. And then he's still not even on. So I'm like, whatever, not my problem.
Well, one of the Twitters is automated. The Toon Radio one is.
Oh, okay, because I don't know how Twitter works.
And the other one is TR Mason, and that's the one he actually uses. And he was on there earlier saying, like, internet was out for 5 days or something.
Ah, holy crap.
I don't know why, but maybe.
All right, well, Steve's on. Maybe you might be able to get him on now.
Yeah, probably. I'll do that.
So, guys, listeners out there, send us your Viagra pills, and we'll be happy.
We're not going to get into Viagra sponsorship on this podcast. I'd rather do something else.
And the person that sends the most Viagra pills gets to have free sex with Dustin.
It's not going to work that way.
No.
Yeah, I like how he walked in on this. Right timing.
No, I will go ahead and teabag you so hard that they will post you in a
Steve, you just shot yourself in the foot by saying teabag because you're just giving in to CG. That's not helping.
Who's Steve again?
CG. That's why.
He's that guy you talk to for like an hour about old anime.
Yeah. Oh, why'd you unadd me, you bastard?
What happened?
Because you do nothing.
I'm re-adding you. Damn it.
Whatever. There.
You're going to add me. You are going to add me.
He's going to accept.
No, come on, add me. Come on.
Oh, back at the ranch. When the last
come on,
left,
add me. Add me.
Dougie.
Add me. Add
hey,
me.
Hey, John, you know there's that button that gets CG out of here, right? I mean, you see it. Don't you? Because I think we could probably use it about now.
Shiny candy-like button.
The one that's blinking and flashing on Skype.
The one that says, Stimpy, press me!
You know I can just come back.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, we did wish you back. I don't know why. I'm still trying to contemplate the reasoning to that, but...
So, let's talk about everyone's favorite top 10 sexy anime women.
Nah, because that's not this week's topic. We'll get to that one day.
There is a lot of nudity in Battle Royale High School.
Top 10 sexiest characters from Battle Royale High School.
There were none.
There was two girls, or no, there was like three, but then two actually showed out. And I don't even know. We're talking about Battle Royale High School this week.
One of them is like an evil elf woman.
Well, no, you got the pixie lady, and then you got the miniature pixies. That's two.
Then you got Tinkerbell on crack.
Well, then there's the one girl that had a crush on King from Tekken, who's our main protagonist, or he dresses up as King, which is anime came out before Tekken was made, which I would have to say.
Now remember, boys, what did we call Battle Royale High School? What did we normally call this?
It was Tekken the Wonder Years. Yeah,
exactly.
No, it is not Tekken the Wonder Years. You're just fucking with me.
It's so Tekken the Wonder Years.
No, it is not. I mean, look at the violence,
dude. Who did
There's a violence in Tekken? It's a fighting game,
dude. Who ripcorded your zipper? Dude, if I want shit from you, I'll scrape it from my zipper. Now shut the fuck up and let's do our show.
I am not going to shut the fuck up.
Dude, do you want me to show up on your door and sew your lip shut?
I will
you don't know where I live.
It's like elaborate idea to like deep out in the desert to die and like marmalade and crap. I'm not going to be a part of it, but again, if you show up on the paper, but obviously you're like, well, I told you so.
He doesn't know where I live.
He can find out.
Dude, you don't even know me. You don't know where I work. You don't know. At least Dustin knows a couple of places that I work. And he knows that I know the internet well enough that I could go ahead and probably find your address within at least a day or two's worth of work. Is this not true?
I don't believe it.
The Cool Kids Club has the thing. Oh, I was going to say, we also have the power to find people because, again, we go by our motto, if you're not with us, then we're totally against you. And this kind of sort of proves it.
CG, I worked for MSN. I worked for Microsoft at one point in time for about 4.5 years. Then I worked for a private tech support firm called Icono Communications, and I worked for them for about 4 years. Recently, I worked for Comcast for 2.5 years, and now I work for StorageCraft, a company that does data backup and recovery, and I work in their technical support department. Now tell me again that I couldn't find your fucking address.
You're mean.
No, I'm just actually quite blunt and frank.
No, you're mean. My name's Steve. No, you are mean, Steve. You were nice to me. Now you're being an asshole.
I only treat them as they treat others. And you treated these guys like shit just a couple of days ago. Okay.
You don't even know what was happening.
No.
You know, actually, Steve, he did.
No.
Steve, you absolutely have no idea what was going on.
Everything that went on. Okay. We talked about you for a good 40, maybe.
Just say hour.
Okay. All right. We talked about it. We discussed it. Honestly, I couldn't. My opinion totally completely changed on you. Complete 180. All right. Honestly, I don't even know why these guys even want you on the show.
You don't know anything about me, Steve, so shut the fuck up.
Then why are you here?
Because I want to be here, and you are making prejudgments because I lashed out on everyone, because you don't know the reasons why I did this.
You trolled, okay?
No, I did not troll.
You did.
No, I did not.
One thing about podcasts are you don't troll the untrollable.
I was not trolling these guys. If you knew my reasons why I said those things.
Why? And the thing is, I thought some of it I thought was just sick and wrong.
He was kind of briefed on this. I mean, he knows about.
I had full disclosure on this, dude, okay? I won't mince words with it, guys. I'm sorry. I got full disclosure on the whole thing, and honestly, if it was up to me, I would have reported it to the FBI myself.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Tweaker.
Oh, Tweaker.
Yeah.
Did you already forget about this guy?
Notice how the whole room, the whole cast just kind of like went silent. Did you notice that?
I didn't even realize you were talking about Tweaker. Like, I'm completely confused what's going on.
Oh, my God.
Like, I thought you were talking about when I got upset a couple days ago with everyone. Instead, you're talking about Tweaker, which, one, I am not happy about. Two, I am quite pissed what happened.
Dude, okay, shut up. Quit your whining, okay? Quit your whining, all right? If I want drama, I'll go downstairs and talk to my wife.
You know what, Steve? Listen, you're not going to let me...
Quiet.
No, God, I'm allowed to talk. Shut
the button, please.
No, I am allowed to say this. You know, honestly, I don't know why you're saying I did anything sick in regards to anything.
Wasn't you. But the thing is, you are guilty by association. And the fact of the matter that you didn't go ahead and report to the FBI in the first place.
It's already been reported to the FBI. It's already been done with.
Did you go ahead and put in a statement? Did you talk to any FBI agents? Did you talk to any law enforcement?
I didn't. Everyone else found out about the whole thing.
Doesn't matter.
Before
did
I yes, did, no. And they had already.
Did you talk to the police? Did you talk to a sheriff's department? Did you talk to some law?
Steve,
enforcement?
Listen to me. I found out about it several weeks after the fact, and they had already done stuff about it. The people that told me.
Whatever. Okay. The whole conversation is supposed to be about Battle Royale High School.
No, we're not doing this. No, we're not, because you are just trying to avoid the subject. You are blaming me for something I did not do. You're blaming me for supporting a child molester, which I was not. In fact, I am actually quite upset about the whole thing, and you're blaming me over this whole thing. So you think I wanted to associate myself with a child molester?
Then she should have been up front and frank. Just completely honest. I mean, you had everybody thinking. Okay. Honestly, we're on a time schedule here.
You know what? No, I want to discuss this because you
you're not going to discuss it. You need to leave, probably.
No, I am not leaving because I am actually quite
red
pissed.
Red, shiny, candy-like button, please.
No. No, this is asinine. You are blaming me for something. I didn't do anything. And first off, Josh should have kept his fucking mouth shut.
You shouldn't have opened your mouth to begin with.
You know what? This was private between me and Josh. I was actually quite upset when I told him.
You opened the box. You're the one.
Well, I'm not the one.
Had the Pandora's key, and you're the one that decided to slide it in the lock, turn the tumblers, and open it. So you have yourself to blame.
I don't have myself to blame. I can blame Josh for this because, you know, I trusted him. You know, I trusted him for so long. He has never done anything where he would backstab me and tell everyone. But no, he had to tell everyone about this whole thing.
I would have done the exact same thing. And I'm sure Dustin and Jeff and John would have done the exact same thing.
I would have.
Yeah, why do you think I don't talk to you guys? You know, reason I am, like, upset is because, one, I actually like the guy. Two, I...
Guys, he's talking again.
Do this. Three, I just... you...
Wait, what was...
What's so funny?
What was number two? What was number two? He was talking over you.
I don't know at this point. It's just rambling at this point.
How is it rambling? Because you are accusing me of something I didn't do anything wrong of.
You did. You opened your mouth.
Telling people because I wanted advice. God damn it. What am I supposed to do?
Advice? There are things called helplines for that. For that type of subject.
I look for my friends for advice. I don't go to helplines.
I am not one of those friends.
I'm sorry. Not for something like that. Okay?
You know, I look...
What? What? I try to trust... Maybe you trust too much.
So you're going to stay mad at me because apparently I associated myself with a child molester? Is that how it's going to be? Clearly your silence says everything.
Red, shiny, candy light button, please.
I think Skype for Mac is a little different from Skype for Windows. Because I see no button.
Well, there's got to be an alternative button to that.
Yeah, I can right-click and kick him out if you want.
That would be great.
He's gone.
Yay!
And he's back. But see, it didn't do any good.
It's okay, guys. I've bought them myself.
You know it.
Oh my god, it still speaks. God.
You know, I felt really shitty today. I felt like crying. And then I came in here. You attacked me.
I'll tell you what. Give me your address. I'll send you a box of Kleenex. I'll send you a Snickers bar just so you can quit being a diva and just get the fuck out. Please. Oh my god.
Can we not have Steve in here and we actually have a decent conversation about this podcast? Because that's all I want to do. And I don't want Steve in here, especially when he's attacking me over this whole thing.
You've seen Battle Royale High School, right?
Yes, I saw it when Dustin streamed it.
Oh, okay, good.
CG, weren't you the one that said no one listens to this podcast?
I was joking.
It's kind of true.
I was just in a joking manner, and like, I thought you guys
didn't sound joking to us. We take that serious.
There's like two other people who listen to it. Well, I mean, a lot of people honestly, download it.
Just but... so you know, CG, I actually went ahead and created a group up on Facebook for the group.
We appreciate that, Steve.
Mm.
See, I've been thinking outside of the box to help promote the Cool Kids Club. What have you done? I'm not even going to go there.
Let's move on.
I've given insight information.
You sound like Ricky Ricardo. You sound like Ricky Ricardo again. You know, I'm not Lucille Ball. This is not the I Love Lucy show. Moving on.
You know, I am trying to express myself, and I always have a hard time. You don't have to make fun of my faults.
Who's making fun of your faults?
You are.
No, I just have problems with you. I'm sorry.
Oh, because apparently
my
fault.
Okay, we've already discussed it. It's already...
And you refuse to answer my question about that.
You don't have to answer the question. Okay.
Yes, Steve, you said we're moving on, so let's just move on.
Moving on.
I don't want Steve in here if we discuss this.
Well, no, he's part of it because he's seen it.
No, I'm not doing this with him.
Then you probably need to leave.
I'm not leaving.
Bye.
Nope.
I guess we can just start another group or something.
So, all
right. Let's go. Fine.
What? Go ahead, Steve.
Actually, I was quite impressed with the storyline myself. The storyline was funny.
I was impressed with the storyline myself.
Oh, good lord. Are you going to do this the whole episode? We're 22 minutes in, and we haven't even started.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to use whatever we just said as bonus content at the end, so...
I don't think...
Try to keep it with some structure.
I don't think Geek Nights is going to be on tonight.
Oh. All right, well, I'll tell you what. Let's start it from the top, and then we can just use our introduction again as the real introduction, since we got all the drama out of the way, and then we'll put the drama at the end. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, so welcome to this episode of the Cool Kids Club podcast. I am...
With asshole Steve, with his lovely assistant, Dustin.
All right.
Okay, you know what? That actually drew the line. I actually want somebody to
is drawing
press
the line.
Red button. The red button. And honestly, if you could put a big B for band on there, that would be an added bonus too. That would be icing on the cake.
I'm not sure who runs the text chat, but it's not me. And you'd have to kick him out of there to stop him from coming back.
Are we all able to just end the call or pause the recording and then just end the call and start it up again?
You can't selectively invite people to a group like this, I don't think. I don't know how to use Skype very well.
Alright.
But whoever's the text chat king would have to do that.
Well, I don't know who the text chat king is. Is there any way I can start a group and we can still be on the same recording?
I think you probably
Just go.
Okay.
Alright, hold up.
Are we starting over again?
Let me see if I can try starting a group real quick.
Let's just go from here. Maybe he'll... Oh my god. Now Zionic's gone.
Can you just call them back?
Zionic and Steve are both gone, if that pleases you. Hey. So it's just me and Josh now. But we'll talk about Battle Royale High School. It's about Tekken. Jesus. I can't do this.
That's usually Zionic's thing.
Yeah, I haven't dominated an episode since episode 4 or something. But okay, I'm just gonna add them back.
Yeah.
Uh oh! Time to go to the AIM chat.
All right, I'm on.
Hey, Josh kicked CG out.
All right.
It's still recording, right?
Yeah, we're 25, 25 minutes in.
Yeah, I'm sorry, guys. CG really creeps me out. He does.
I have to say that's probably the best drama this podcast is ever going to have. I mean, I don't. I can't think of any way to just top that. And he so had it coming.
That's up there with the 9/11 conspiracy theory by.
He blocked me. He just blocked me
on AIM or Skype.
AIM.
Huh.
So all right, guys. You've heard about the whole Josh Powell thing, right? Here in the news recently, just like on Monday. Big fire in Washington. Guy killed his kids with an axe. I mean, it's been the news all week long.
CG's IMing me.
CG reminds me of Josh Powell. Very reminiscent.
He's ranting on it in the AIM chat, but I'm not even really paying attention.
He left the AIM chat, and now he's IMing me saying, fuck you, John, fuck you.